But this all came about kind of fast. Y'all have to get it together quickly, right?
Yes, ma'am. Very quickly.
Yeah.
But that's what we do. So we're ready to go.
Tell me how many people y'all have got going.
We have 12 from Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue, and we have 12 from Rutherford County Fire. Murfreesboro actually gave 4 of our guys to Rutherford County Fire Department to assist in their operation also.
Okay. How long do you plan on being there?
Our deployment schedule right now is for 8 days, whether it be less or more, depending on the storm and where our location may be. But that's unknown. Our location's unknown. Right now, we're going somewhere in Columbia, and we'll meet up there with our leaders, and then we'll separate out from there or stay together as a task force.
Okay.
In terms of having done this before, do you have an idea in your mind of what you're getting into here?
Well, I don't know if you say I'm fortunate or unfortunate, but I'm from South Carolina. I work for Hilton Head Island Fire Department, so I've been in a few hurricanes. So I've got a kind of understanding of what we're going to be doing. You know, I just pray a blessing on the people from North Carolina and South Carolina and ask that the Lord keep them very safe.
So being from the Carolina coast, when words like storm of the century and things like that, I guess it makes you take pause of really what is being warned for, at least.
Yes, and the people there, you know, I've talked to some family members down in that area, and, you know, a lot of times they didn't evacuate. The smart thing to do right now is to evacuate.
So it's pretty personal to you, it seems.
Yes, it is. I have 2 children that live down in that area, 2 daughters.
So what precautions did you advise them to take?
Get out. Get out and come home.
But you're going in.
Yes, well, that's what we do. You know, we have to be prepared. I've got a great group of people. The guys and the people from Rutherford County are an awesome team. The guys and ladies from Murfreesboro are an awesome team. So it's a professional bunch, and they're ready to go. That's what we're trained for. So they're prepared.
So, and I know that a lot of people, they're here, they're packing up, leaving their families right away. So tell me about that. They've got to go and send their loved ones out into the storm.
Well, the wives and the children at home, of course, we keep our chief of our fire department and our administration keeps a great communication line open to each and every one of them. They'll inform them of every location that we're at as soon as they realize. So they keep our families informed for us. So if we don't have communications, they'll know a generalized location of where all the teams are at and how their safety is being taken care of and how they're being taken care of as a team, whether it be any of the 8 teams from this area that are going, all of them will be taken care of, and families will be communicated with. And I know it's a hardship on the wives and the children for their husbands and wives to be gone for a certain amount of time, but they understand that they are firefighters' wives and husbands.
You're so far inland, so why would you guys send crews out?
South Carolina declared their state as an emergency and asked for our assistance. That's through TEMA. And so we answered that response with the teams that are leaving from the Middle Tennessee area. They answered that response from East and West Tennessee for North Carolina and South Carolina. So we're just thankful that they asked for help early, and they're getting this down there very quickly.
Will there be a reactionary time to if you know, 100 miles to the north, you're needed, you could pack up and go and help?
Yes. I mean, I have extreme confidence in our command staff, and they will deploy us as they seem fit, and they'll get us in those locations as quick as possible.